The Spirit of the Lord is saying, I want to use you in signs and wonders and demonstrations of power. I want to move through you to bring about healing in people's bodies. I have been sent to do many things in your life, and one of those things is to anoint you with power as I anointed Jesus with power. I moved through him to bring about the great works that he did, for the Father sent me to him, and likewise I have been sent to you. But just as Jesus said, you must believe. And far too many do not truly believe that I want to use them in demonstrations of power. There are those of you who have friends and family members who need to see healing in their bodies. I want to move through you as you lay your hands on them and speak the word of God to bring about that healing in their bodies. But too many Christians don't believe this. It is the unbelief which hinders my moving through you. I do not simply pick and choose who gets power and who doesn't. My responsibility is to anoint you with power. Yes, I do move on people with my gifts, but my desire is for you to be the believer through whom I move on a regular basis, where you are not dependent upon a manifestation of gifts in a given situation, but you carry with you the anointing wherever you go, and you minister out of that anointing. This anointing is not a feeling. It is not an emotion. It is a flow of power through you, whether you feel it or not. But you must believe. You must believe that I want to do this. You are not too young, and you are not too old for me to use you. But you must believe that I want to use you. You must believe that it is your Father's will to use you in demonstrations of power. If you will press in, if you will continue to mortify your flesh, to bring it into subjection to who you are in Christ, and continue to grow and mature spiritually, I tell you the day will come, you will start seeing my power flow through you, and it will increase. But you must believe. You absolutely must believe. It is unbelief which hinders great moves of God through his children. And so I say unto you, do not dismiss what is recorded in Scripture. Believe it and accept it, that God wants me to move through you with demonstrations of power that will lead many, many people, not just to healing, but also to the place of accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Believe me when I tell you, it is God's will to use you in this way. And if you will believe, it will happen.